All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Dave, you're going to have to play that a couple more times today. I'm sorry. If you want the Jim Harbaugh conversation, Odyssey.com Rewind. Gave you an hour on it. I want to move on. And I actually have a little bit of breaking news for you, for everybody. Now, part of the blessing and the curse of Rico being a Niners fan is that, well, the blessing is moments like this where we get to talk about it and there's a real investment in part of the debate. The curse is, well, I just have to live here and watch him win football games while I suffer. So,
Malik Nabers.
Yippee. So, look, report moments ago. NFL Network was at Raiders camp. And by the way, Lions fan, this is about you. So just stay with me. They're at Raiders camp. And in the background of the shot, so this was Garofalo, this was like, you know, whatever, NFL Fun Factory. I can't keep up with the names of the show.
Ian Rappaport was there.
Yes, all the hitters were there. And in the background, maybe 10 feet from the set, with his back to the set, but he keeps turning around to look because he knows they're talking about Brandon Ayuk, is Brandon Ayuk's agent at Raiders camp, declining comment. But the report is, today, it is now Ayuk far more likely to be traded than signed. So here's my question, not about breaking Rico Stones. I don't think there's a scenario where the Niners are as good without Ayuk as they are with. I also don't believe it's a death nail. They drafted Pearsall, they have Kittle, they have CMC, they have Debo, they have the best play caller in the sport. They're going to be okay. But here was what I started thinking about immediately. As we begin on August 7th, about a month from now, as we look at this year, Rico, for the Lions, are Lions fans, are you comfortable going in with the mindset you own the NFC? If we really look at this, if I put the Niners and the Lions on a field, I'm not asking Rico to comment. This is just me. There's not a scenario I would take the Niners.
Really?
There's just not. No, and part of that I've said to you is, I think some of your pieces are getting a little long in the tooth, and I also think it's brutally difficult to keep it going. You've had a great run. The Lions have like a piece like Aiden or Gibbs or Laporta or Branch or Sewell, just to name a few. Totally legitimate that they're only getting better year over year. So I just, when I look at now Ayuk, if I go under the pretense
is
that
is this just a Trent Williams thing?
No, I worry about the rest of your line, though. I've said that to you. That Trent is he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a stud. Right. But, man, the rest of that line is kind of pedestrian.
Because I look at the defense, and I'm like, their defense is still good.
Defense really good. No question.
Dominor Lenore.
It's Shinoris Lenoris Licorourish.
Greenlaw and all those guys, yeah.
The point I'm making is, if Ayuk is, in fact, going to be dealt, and, boy, if his agent's at Raiders camp, and they're catching him on TV, and they're going, Hey, Ryan, come on, give us a comment. It was the most awkward television on the planet.
So let's play with that hypothetical.
Sure.
Let's say they trade him to the Raiders.
Yes, sir.
You know who goes back to San Francisco from the Raiders?
Not Davante Adams.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
How?
Because Davante doesn't want to be there.
Hit the button, David. You're about to make me go falsetto. How would that happen?
He wants out, and it's football, Mike. The money's not real. They'll find a way.
But okay. If you get Davante Adams, this topic is void. So thank you for that.
It's one of those that, yeah, if they went to Cleveland, it would have been Amari Cooper coming back to San Francisco.
I haven't read that.
Which is why the trades aren't going down, because the Niners are like, look, we're not giving him away. You have to send us something back in return.
Look, my whole thing is this. The enemy to me of the Detroit Lions is not the Niners anymore. It is the Green Bay Packers. I truly believe the winner of the NFC North is going to win the NFC. That's not a shot. I have all season to break Rico's chops and vice versa.
Right, and see, we're
doing a real topic here.
And I still look at the fact that, yeah, it's still San Francisco because they still have Christian McCaffrey, and he's that difference maker, plain and simple. And the fact that Ayuk, to put it in for Lions fans to kind of understand, Ayuk is kind of like J-Mo. You made it all the way to the NFC title game, and J-Mo had a couple plays. Brandon Ayuk had more, but J-Mo was like extra. Ayuk's the fourth option on that team offensively. It's McCaffrey, it's Debo, it's Kittle, and then it's him. It's not to take away from him. But I've said, David can vouch for me. I've said it for the longest. David, I wouldn't pay him. I cannot pay him that amount of money because there's too many mouths to feed. He's not worth it. On a different team, yeah, he will get paid. But on this team, do you want to win or do you want to get paid? And if he chooses to get paid, they've already drafted his replacement. I trust in Kyle Shanahan. And
that's the point. That's my whole point is just work with me on this one thing. Let's just say you don't get a 1v1 replacement. Okay. You get picks.
Gotcha.
Things. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
It just for Lions fans, not you. You have every right to believe you're still, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best. For Lions fans out there, if you hear that Brandon Ayuk is no longer going to be a Niner, isn't it really just you versus the Packers? Or do you still respect the champ that Apollo Creed hasn't been killed by Drago yet? You're Drago, by the way. You are a sledgehammer. The way the Lions play, you're the hammer. And 90% of the other teams are a nail. That's how I view it. I think it's going to be Lions Pack blood war next 2 to 3 years. And I don't know that the Lions will get on top of that. See, that's where people are going to get mad at me because I'm not just bequeathing everything to the Lions. I think Pack are going to have something to say about this big time. But I just, that news, Rico, first of all, as a former TV guy, you would appreciate the awkwardness of that shot. And the guy's looking over and he's like, get away from me. It was amazing. But I want to throw the number out. 248-539-9797. You had the report. Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni hate each other. The Cowboys have a ton of problems. Haven't paid Dak. The Rams are probably not going to match what they did last year. The Seahawks take a step back. You look at Minnesota, step back. It's the Niners might be trading one of their elite weapons. They're blessed. They have multiple elite weapons. But Ayuk's the deep throw.
No. Please don't take it as I'm trying to downsell Ayuk. It's just.
You've already got a Pearsall jersey. You do, don't you?
No, I do not.
248-539-9797. In a game of last man standing, is it Lions Packers?
See, I don't think. Oh, go ahead. Oh.
No, both of you. No, please.
My thing is this: is Ayuk may leave, but here's the one concern that I have for the Lions, and because I know that you have all these great offensive weapons, and you talk to people, and it seems like it's like going to be a video game. They're never going to punt the ball. They're just going to score on every possession. I don't see how you made this defense get better. You drafted young corners, but young corners get roasted and tested early and often. So we'll have to see how they can handle the adversity. But this ain't college anymore. You're going up against real pros. Until you show me that you can go out there and cover, then I'll say, okay, they've turned the corner. But I didn't see any great upgrade in the defense. Go ahead, Kenny.
I think what Mike said about 90% of the team being the nail while the Lions are the hammer, I think that's accurate. But I also think, Green Bay did get better. I do respect Green Bay. I still have to respect San Fran. They lost one of their major weapons, but they still are loaded with other weapons. Rat Purdy is Rat Purdy with good weapons. Plus that defense, you can't overlook. I'm not saying that I don't have confidence in a game against San Fran, because I do. I think they're a live chance to win that game 9 times out of 10.
You're going
to
celebrate New Year's by kicking their ass in their own stadium.
And December you know 30th. What?
You may.
I'd love it.
You know why?
They've already
locked up number one. It'll be like this preseason game tomorrow.
I think it's you versus Green Bay. I really feel like the NFC is changing right in front of our face. The report about Philadelphia. And look, Ayuk from a numbers standpoint. And are some of these numbers because they have wonderful other players? Yes. 1,352 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns. Man, you don't fake that. You take that out and you put Ricky Pearsall in, the rookie from Florida. Now, right. Pearsall is a really interesting prospect. And he makes some incredible catches.
Right.
That's a drop-off. I just wonder if Lion fans are overlooking the team they should pay attention to, which is Green Bay. Because I think the winner of this division will win the NFC.
Well, I think, yeah, Green Bay is closer to you. You're going to have to play them twice in games that mean something because you're going for the title.
And Green Bay got better.
They did.
A lot better, including taking my favorite Giant. Damn it.
I thought Saquon was an Eagle.
Xavier McKinney, you smartass. Wait. Wait, what? Hold on.
Michael!
What the hell?
I thought I was the one that gets painted as the racist.
I know what they are. Hold on, this is good. Hold on here, David. Hold on, we'll go like, here, me first. That's from the helmet draft. We were talking about the, yeah, okay, the white NC State helmet. I'll go with it. Hell, here. Here's a little cherry on top. Unbelievable. A helmet drop has turned into that type of nonsense. Wow. The NC State helmets.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
read,
yeah.
Just read. You know what? You got me good. You got me. I take great pride in not becoming a drop. You got me. You win again.